show.
JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We took my cousin up to the church, and we was in there. I seen the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Old lady Huntsicker's in our church, all right? She's 390 pounds, about 4'11". And she got up to sing a solo in the choir. She's like the whole choir in one clump, all right? I mean, her choir robe had cup holders, all right? And you know what she sung? Love Lifted Me. Love, a crane couldn't have lifted her. And my cousin nudges me and goes, love ain't lifting her without a winch. I tell you that much right now. Yeah, but what, I shouldn't not? Talk. I need to lose weight myself. It's a tough struggle. I put on 50 pounds ever since Janet Jackson popped her out at the Super Bowl.
What
I
not? Did.
I cannot stop drinking chocolate milk to save my life. Boy, that is good milk. You ever eat a lean cuisine? Good Lord, I've seen more food than Charlie Daniels' beard, for God's sake. Got to go on 3 diets, go on that. You ever hear the Atkins diet? Yeah, I'm on the Clay Aiken diet. You pop in a Clay Aiken record and try and keep food down. Now that's funny right there. All right.
That was not funny.
Was
don't
hard.
You stop laughing. That ain't like funny.
The Don and Mike Show. Not funny.
Why?
That's what we were all asking.
Why do you favor rape?
We don't.
You know. Don and Mike Show.
Why?
Exactly. I'm going to ask that to our maker when I get up there.
Why?
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 Was that Larry the Cable Person?
Yes, that was Larry the Cable Guy and also Larry the Cable Guy.
Why men's rooms?
That guy.
That Larry is on cable, and so is the other guy.
Also the cable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, hey, there is...
Somebody enjoying the show.
There is Larry the Cable Guy talking about chocolate milk.
You actually elected Mike Rose on the show.
Bye!
All right. Got something for you, Mike.
Yes.
The Roger Ebert thing.
Right.
That we were just digging around with.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to that again. Roger Ebert's voice program.
The balcony will never close.
All right, that's Roger Ebert.
Right.
And then here he is about his wife.
He became a very good friend, even though we often fought. We were like brothers
that's
in a
Siskel.
Love-hate relationship.
All right, that's Siskel.
And very good.
Here he is about his wife. Roger Ebert.
She is my guardian angel. There is absolutely no way I could have survived mentally or physically without her great spirit.
Now, are you ready?
Right.
Got the exact same program right here.
Okay.
And if all is done, I just click on speak, and you will hear the message I typed in for you.
Okay. Very good. You found the voice online.
Come on.
Hi, Mike. Did you lose your ass in Vegas? Yeah, is a fag. Hi, Mike. Did you lose your ass in Vegas? Yeah, is this a fag?
Very nice.
Okay, now it's your turn. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me just delete. What would you like to say, Mike? Go ahead.
Well, it's not any fun if I can't type it in myself. I have to come around there and type it in.
Well, I dictate for you.
But then I have to say it to you. I should have Rob write it in there.
Well, write it down. Write it down and give it to Rob to type it down. And I've got one. While you're doing that,
addictive program. I was playing with it in the break.
There you go.
Speak.
Right, Buzz speak like Sweet and Boone.
Right. Did you get that one?
I did.
Heard it again.
Yeah.
Buzz like Sweet and Boone.
Buzz like Sweet and Boone.
Now, does it let you have naughty words in there also? Not that I have any naughty words.
I don't know. Here you go. All right, Robbie.
Spell it out.
Back it up. And then type in Mike's message. I won't look.
Good.
I will turn away.
So it's simple.
So as not to see what your message is.
It's simple.
On the Roger Ebert machine.
It's quite simple, really.
Ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
Have you washed your ass today?
Very nice. Hours of fun. I wish I had the keyboard over here.
Hold on.
We could have a real conversation.
Hold on. Back it up.
We could do the whole show that way.
That would be great. For a while.
No, it wouldn't take long at all. There wouldn't be, like, long pauses.
The show is 100 hours long today.
Can I write one for Rob?
Here you go. Let's see.
Keep him coming.
Hold on. Must be a typo there. Yeah, hold on. I wanted to say anal. Oh, you wrote a synonym. A-N-A-L. Then delete, 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 delete. Okay. Send this one. There you go. Speak it. Say it. Here you go. Come on.
Michael uses an anal tumor.
Listen to it again.
Uh-huh. You have to hear it twice. Got it.
Michael uses an anal tumor.
All right, will you put this one on there for Rob?
Sure. Here's mine one more time.
Don't look, Rob.
Oh, I thought you
Michael uses an anal tumor.
All right, that's mine. Michael uses an anal tumor. Mm-hmm. This one is for Mike.
All right. I hope I got the spelling right on that one word.
Well, coming out.
It's phonetic. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Michael uses an anal tumor.
It almost sounds like uses instead of hues. Mm-hmm. All right, now we got one for you, Rob. What's that?
I wonder if you pick up tricks to make
I'm sure. Better, yeah. But when he's doing it, because I didn't watch the show, when Roger Ebert is doing it, does he do all the – he has to write in all the text. He doesn't have, like, key words that he can use.
Yeah, but it's all edited.
You all right, here you go.
Okay.
This is from Mike to Robbie.
Thank you.
Will you put spaghetti on the internet?
That's great.
Thank you.
How about one for Joe?
All right, hold on.
So anybody can do a Roger Ebert impression.
That's right. It's like having him here. Delete, 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 delete.
I hate to keep, you know, handing you paper.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. You're writing another one, right?
Yeah. Normally the notes you send him just say, I like you.
You're looking good today.
Nice job.
There you go. All right, let's see. Here's my message to the world. Click. Speak. Say it.
I love milky mommy boobies.
Did you say you love milky mommy boobies?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said milky money boobies.
I love milky mommy boobies.
Oh, milky money boobies or mommy? Right.
See, it was mommy.
Maybe a typo? No.
Nope. All right, let me type in Mike's. Hold on a second.
This is fun.
Don't look until 7, but we will have this website on our website.
Okay, very good.
Are you retarded?
I look retarded.
Works like a charm.
Retarded. Like Peter Sellers.
You retarded.
Are you retarded?
Hold on. All right, I hope my spelling is correct.
I think it doesn't matter.
I'm adding on to yours, Mike. Let's keep this going.
Okay.
Here we go.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid.
Now, do dots work for a pause?
Period does.
Period does?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Okay.
Let's see if this works. They're just flowing into my brain now.
Okay, hold on.
This is historically been a catchphrase on the show.
Well, good.
This is for everybody. This is for all of us and everyone listening right now.
Look out, dude Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Out of a job.
Okay, here we go. So this will be, it still will start with, are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid.
Okay, you're just adding on.
And the new one that Mike has just thrown in. Here we go. On the Roger Ebert machine.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly.
Hold on. Great. Hold on. First me. Just a little memento.
I like that it's building. Almost a poem.
Yeah, you could do poetry.
Okay. I've added a line, and here we go.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't.
All right, Rob, go ahead. Robbie wants to type the next line in of this soliloquy, our tribute to Roger Ebert. Go ahead, just type it in.
Yeah, and I like adding on to it.
I do, too.
This is... All right,
okay,
here we go.
Okay, here's Rob's addition to our story.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers.
Hold on. It's taking everything we're giving it.
Put not Mike's new one in, and I'll put mine as well.
Is this a double?
Yep.
Excellent. Isn't it nice that computers can really be used to better society?
Like we can enjoy them.
For the betterment of all mankind.
I got one. You know. Okay, roll it. Roll it. Here we go.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell? Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers. You shoot like Pete North. Go Redskins.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're putting them all in there now.
Okay, hold on a second.
That was Peter North.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Pete North.
Sometimes it just swallows syllables.
Damn computer.
What the hell's the matter with it?
I'm enjoying it, though, with the British accent. It's almost like we're telling a little story.
Almost. A weird story.
A story of our show.
Yeah.
A delightful story of our show.
Okay, F-A-V-O-R. F-A-V-O-R.
Unless you want to do it British, would be O-U-R.
No.
Okay.
The old times.
God, there's a lot of text, like a huge IM.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell? Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers. You shoot like Pete North. Go Redskins. And most importantly, this is Roger Ebert. Why do you favor rapes?
Favor. Yes, sorry. One last one?
Yeah, okay.
Ending to the story? I can only imagine.
Okay,
it'll tie it all together in a bow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. A computer style.
Exactly.
He says that so well.
Yes, indeed.
Very British.
Well, say something while we're typing.
All right.
I'm not typing. I'm watching Don type. I should be talking.
We're all fascinated. Roger Ebert uses this computer to speak.
Do you have anything else?
If you want, I got a final one here.
Using it to play.
Got a final one? Lay it on me.
Okay. Don's made a new entry. Mike's writing down another entry to add to it as we continue to build.
All right.
A computer tells the story of the Don and Mike show.
You got it?
In clipped British English.
Here we go.
Yes.
And
there are other voices, too, Buzz.
Do they have other dialects? Do they have other English accents?
They have German.
Oh, German. We got to try German.
Okay, let's try this one. Here's our story, then. Come on.
Come on.
Process.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell? Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers. You shoot like Pete North. Go Redskins. And most importantly, this is Roger Ebert. Why do you favor rape? Is that a jelly donut private pile? Me love you long.
Me, look at you. All right.
Oh, you know what? I think we've reached our limit.
Do we have to start? Do we have to start again?
Start
can we? Can you just put this one in there? I just want to see if it takes it.
All right, hold
you
on
can
a second.
Take some out to make more room if you want to keep building on what you got.
Let me just.
We can start again.
Just delete out.
Take out the stuff that isn't necessary.
Okay.
You know, the silly stuff.
There you go.
All right. That's good. I like it when my stuff is being accepted, not rejected.
And this is now just totally all over the place. Let's right. see what happens.
Let's listen.
Come on.
It's processing.
Speak.
Are you retarded?
What? Hey. We lost. It's like when the toy doesn't work. Hey.
It broke.
I think it was buffering.
All right, hold on a second. Let me
try it again.
Let me just leave some of the beginning part out. Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. All right, let's pick it up with your ass doesn't smell.
Okay.
Exactly. And see if that
here we go.
Exactly.
Here we go. Speak.
There's the click.
Speak, computer.
Dot, your ass doesn't smell? Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers. You shoot like Pete North. Go Rob is an Azeli donut private pile. Me love you long time. That is my skull. I'm so wasted. My sweaty balls.
Did it have the Rob thing in there?
Yeah, it had
in the middle. Sort
Rob
of.
Is
oh,
a Nazi.
You
Nazi sympathizer. God,
they made that one word.
When we come back, everybody write down what you want to say.
All right, okay? Yeah, think about it during the break. We're all going to write it down.
Let's hear that same exact thing in German.
German.
That last little bit of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Here it is in German.
Reiner.
Your ass doesn't Punkt, your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. You have a herpes and you don't. Me but smells like fingers. You should like Peter not go rob his Nazi donut private pülle. Me love you long time, that is me school. Im sowas steht, me swear die balls.
All right, how about the same thing in a French accent?
All right, very good.
With a lady.
A lady?
A lady, Juliet.
Point you ras de sin smell, exactly, ya verb, and didon. Me but smell like fingé. You should like peut-être not. Go robi anazu et lidonu private pill. Me le view long time. Time is cool. Im so waste. Miss sweet tibal.
Too much. I think
what we should do is we should take each of the statements when we come back and isolate them. Can we do that? Can we erase them and then start again?
Yeah,
or
we could start. I think what we want to stick with is the UK.
Yeah, because that's
English
hard to understand.
Because mm-hmm. the French actually
uses French words,
and the German actually does like Spanglish. You know, like
right,
half English,
right.
half Spanish.
Like
right.
meet
everything.
Ein.
The French lady actually turned the word finger into fange.
Fange, like I'll say.
So
all right, so when we come back. Uh-huh. We'll just clear this thing out, and we'll see what else we can do. Well, let me just see. Delete everything out. And just see if I could write. Donna might go to break.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Or you could, or a more, or a more unconventional way of saying goodbye.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll write all that.
And that's very British, don't you think, Don? That last part.
We're telling the computer how we want it to take us to break.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, we won't even need to be here.
No need at all. It'd be totally robotic.
Exactly. The height of laziness.
We can all stay at home and work our keyboards.
There we go.
Like we don't already.
Are you back to Charles?
Yep. Don and Mike go to break to Dalu as Rob loves Hitler.
Hold on.
It worked with the French accent, too.
You know what? I think you need to put periods in there.
Uh-huh.
Let's try it with, back so with
pause.
The other.
Don and Mike go to break to Dalu as Rob loves Hitler.
put a period after break.
Period after break.
And the more periods you put, the longer the pause, right?
Yeah.
I would think. A pause for each period.
Okay, hold on, yeah, hold on.
That'll be the title of the book.
That's advice for everyone.
Yes.
A pause for each period. Rated R.
And again, let's go back to Roger Ebert, which started this whole thing.
They're going to do some reconstructive surgery on your voice to bring it back. What are the chances of that being successful?
Reconstructing voice and face. My fingers are crossed. No one can say for sure. But there is a chance I will regain my ability to speak.
And what does Roger Ebert have to say now?
Let's see.
Don and Mike go to break to Dalu ass. Rob loves Hitler.
See, you don't have to have the big casino to have fun with Roger Ebert's voice.
Exactly. That's right.
You just need to put in the dot dot so it pauses.
That's mm-hmm. the pause, the dramatic
Don
pause.
Don and Mike go to break to Dalu ass. Rob loves Hitler. Don and Mike go to break to Dalu ass. Rob loves Hitler.
Quiet, Hal.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.